Donald Trump is defending his labeling of President Obama the founder of the Islamic State. Today, Trump told CNBC it was appropriate because he said President Obama withdrew troops from Iraq and created a power vacuum in which extremist groups could thrive. Trump also called Hillary Clinton the co-founder. Many analysts, including Lena Khatib of the Carnegie Middle East Center, say ISIS was born before Obama took office as the Iraq military was dismantled following the invasion of Iraq. But this is just the latest in a string of controversial comments from the Republican nominee. And as Trump faces slumping poll numbers and is shunned by prominent Republicans, there's growing concern in the New Hampshire GOP that he has no field operation in that swing state. Anthony Brooks from Here and Now contributor WBUR reports.
Amazingly, yes. Yes.
This is what one late summer presidential campaign looks like on a Tuesday evening in Salem, New Hampshire. The walls are covered with campaign posters for Democrats, including Maggie Hassan, who's running for the Senate, and Hillary Clinton for president. Some 20 volunteers, including 15-year-old Matthew Allen, are making phone calls to voters.
So have you decided if you're going to support Hillary Clinton for president this November?
This is part of what Granite State Democrats call the New Hampshire Together Coordinated Campaign, a grassroots effort to support candidates up and down the ballot.
We've already got 11 field offices opened up and dozens of staffers that are working in every corner of the state.
This is Ray Buckley, the chairman of the New Hampshire Democratic Party. He says Democrats have thousands of volunteers working in phone banks like this, knocking on doors and organizing campaign house parties. Buckley says this kind of field organization can make a big difference come Election Day, particularly in a swing state like New Hampshire.
One only has to look at the 2014 results, where across the country, every purple state Democrat was in danger and many, many lost. But here in New Hampshire, Senator Shaheen was reelected to the U.S. Senate, and Governor Hassan, despite being outspent, was reelected. And that had everything to do with the ground game.
The Democratic ground game means cooperation between the state Democratic Party, local and statewide campaigns, and Hillary Clinton's presidential effort. By contrast, this kind of coordinated ground game with Donald Trump's campaign is missing, according to many concerned Republicans in this state.
If you are a Trump supporter and you want to get a sign for your yard, there's no place to go and get it.
This is Fergus Cullen, the former chairman of the state GOP. He's not a Trump supporter, but he's worried that a lack of organization in the state will hurt the rest of the Republican ticket.
At this point, we would traditionally have regional field offices being opened that are basically funded through the presidential campaign. None of that is happening. The lack of organization and funding on the Trump campaign means there is no organized get-out-the-vote effort, and that's going to have significant consequences down ballot.
The Clinton campaign has 11 regional offices and 3 get-out-the-vote centers and dozens of paid campaign staff members. By contrast, the Trump campaign has no regional offices, no get-out-the-vote centers, and a much leaner staff. But Stephen Stepanek, a state rep and the co-chair of the Trump campaign in New Hampshire, says he's not worried. I caught up with Stepanek at the Republican National Convention in Cleveland.
Let's put it this way. The Trump campaign has had an office in New Hampshire since April of 2015. Romney didn't open up an office until September. So we've been on the ground working hard well before he even announced he was running for president.
Stepanek acknowledges that Clinton has a lot more paid staff in the state, but he argues the Trump campaign has a deep database of supporters and a willing army of volunteers from inside and outside of New Hampshire, ready to knock on doors and get people to the polls.
And I've got hundreds and hundreds of Massachusetts volunteers who are coming now to New Hampshire to start working for us. I just was talking with Texas. They are organizing an effort. They want to send 500 volunteers to New Hampshire.
Trump has defended the relatively small size of his campaign staff by tweeting, "Small is good, flexible," suggesting it saves money. So part of this is just the way Trump operates. But Andy Smith, who heads the polling center at the University of New Hampshire, says there are historical reasons, quite apart from Trump, that explain why Democrats have a big organizational advantage in New Hampshire.
The Democratic Party for decades or a century had been the minority party in the state and didn't have access to people or financial resources that the Republicans had. And consequently, they built a very, very good get-out-the-vote operation over the last several decades.
Which is all the more reason that many Republicans in New Hampshire are worried about Trump's current effort in the state, but not this man.
New Hampshire is a battleground state, and Donald Trump knows how important it is to win that for the general election.
This is Corey Lewandowski, a New Hampshire resident and Trump's former national campaign manager, and now a commentator for CNN. When I caught up with him at the RNC in Cleveland, Lewandowski deflected my questions about a weaker political organization and ground game in New Hampshire and suggested that it's always risky to bet against Trump.
The Republicans in New Hampshire, the independents in New Hampshire know how important this election is, and they will be fully prepared to educate the people of how bad a Clinton presidency will be.
But you seem to be saying that this is going to just be up to the voters as opposed to a campaign infrastructure in New Hampshire.
No, I'm saying I think the Clinton campaign should continue to underestimate the Trump campaign. The mainstream media has done that this entire cycle and continue to say that he didn't have a ground game, but he won 38 states.
And the first of those 38 states that Trump won was New Hampshire. For Here and Now, I'm Anthony Brooks in Boston.